Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have back with us Kevin Coffey, who's the founder and CEO of Complete Spectrum Financial Services, and we'll be talking about a unique tax-efficient wealth-building strategy. Kevin, welcome back to the program.
Well, Mr. Saunders, it's a pleasure to be back.
It is, and I'm looking forward to talking about this because this sounds quite interesting to me, so I know that listeners would be interested too. So a tax-efficient wealth-building strategy, and to me, that feels like two sides of like a seesaw. Like one side is wealth-building, but on the other side, you want to make sure you're plugging up the holes for, you know, not paying as many taxes as possible. We can't eliminate, we know that, but I'm excited to learn about a tax-efficient way to build wealth. So get us started with what people should be thinking about when they're looking to build wealth for retirement, but doing it in a tax-efficient way.
Well, and that's the thing that most people miss is when they are saving for retirement, a lot of advisors and people are just focused on rate of return. You know, let's get the most out of our dollar and reduce the losses. I'm going to tell you right now, the biggest threat for most people is going to be taxes, not the stock market dropping. Yeah. You know, if we really think that taxes will go down the road, I think we need to start rethinking some of the facts. You know, the fact is we had a ton of debt as a country prior to the pandemic, where we're paying out, you know, all this stimulus money. So now we have all the debt, all the stimulus money, and the fact that we're in fairly low top marginal tax brackets historically. So for one of the strategies we do for clients, mostly all of them, is, you know, let's reduce your taxes down the road, because most of us will be in a higher tax bracket, not in a lower. So one of the unique ways we do that, and there's many, Mike. So, you know, you have the Roth IRAs, which we are great fans of. But another way that people don't know is utilizing cash value life insurance and structuring it properly. And I want to really say structuring it properly, because a lot of consumers are not utilizing cash value life insurance properly. A lot of agents don't sell cash value life insurance properly.
Yeah.
Let me explain what I mean, if you don't mind me taking a couple minutes
great.
And tell you. Is, you know, back in the day, I do believe in buy term invest the difference. I think that's a great concept for a lot of people, but I do think that if you have the funding capability to overfund a life insurance, cash value life insurance to the max, and that's the only time it works when it comes to taking tax-free loans out on the back end and creating tax-free income down the road, is to overfund life insurance. So here's the biggest mistake people make, and it drives me nuts. An agent will come out, sell a client cash-value life insurance. The client will underfund it or pay the minimum premium. All of a sudden, the policy blows up down the road, or it doesn't grow. And I really don't blame the client. I blame the agent who sold it, because when you buy a cash-value life insurance, it is so important to fund it to the max the IRS corridor will allow you to, and to do it for 7+ years. So if somebody really does want to utilize cash-value life insurance for a tax income tool down the road, it's so vital they buy the right policy, they overfund it for at least 7 years, maybe longer, and that they understand all the moving parts inside the policy. If they buy the right policy, overfund it, it can be a great tax-free accumulation vehicle, but also a tax-free wealth-building vehicle that they can leave tax-free to their children or whoever they name as a beneficiary in most cases.
So I think that a key word that you've mentioned that I think is so important is properly structured, because too many people are so busy that we hear one thing, we run out and we're like, okay, cool, click, 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 download, I got my thing. Well, you didn't get it the right way. You left out this piece. And in this kind of a scenario, when you're talking about your retirement, your finances, you better make sure that all the I's are dotted, the T's are crossed, so properly. But I want you to dive in a little bit deeper on the phrase that jumps out at me, overfunded. So within the realm of proper IRS regulations and all that, what does overfunding mean?
So there is an actual table that allows a consumer to put in the maximum per into a side of a cash value life insurance, the maximum that they can put in every single year to avoid the policy becoming a MEC, a modified endowment contract. Because once it becomes a MEC, you lose a tax-free withdrawal ability. So every insurance company will give you or should give you, or the agent should give you the max that you can put into the policy on a yearly basis to avoid it becoming a MEC and losing its tax-free, withdrawals on loans. So everybody should know that or ask that question, because I am here to tell you that the concept sizzles and it sounds great, but I can't tell you how many people we run across that just put in the minimum premium and they don't fund it enough. So it becomes a great tax-free accumulation tool for tax-free income down the road.
Well, and also it makes me think too of a lot of times people think of the phrase or the term life insurance as what you hear on TV, get the lowest rate. And if you're not a smoker, then you can get. And really, that's just if death insurance. It's not life insurance. It's, when you die, you get X, and that's a death benefit. But if I'm hearing you correctly, this is focused more on the life side, the living benefit side of things. So when you want to get living benefits, then you better make sure that it's not like, it's not like you're driving a Ferrari and only going 10 miles an hour. It's like you could go a lot faster within the realm of the speed limit, right?
You're right. If you want tax-free living benefits, buy the least amount of insurance possible and maximize abundance the most money you can without it becoming a mess. And I'm telling you, here's a great concept. So we do believe in death insurance through term insurance. If you have a family who wants to buy a lot of life insurance for, a low premium, but that vehicle buying a lot of life insurance inside of cash value, we're not real sold on. But if we do buy a smaller death benefit and then overfund that, then here's the concept. We're going to take a look at how much life insurance you're going to pay for that death benefit versus how much taxes you will pay down the road. Now, let me give you an example. Let's say you bought a life insurance policy, and we calculated over your lifetime that you would pay life insurance premiums over your entire life of $20,000. I'm just saying hypothetically.
Okay.
And let's say the death benefit was $100,000. So we ran the numbers, and you would either pay $100,000 or $20,000 of life insurance costs or $20,000 in taxes if you didn't buy life insurance. Which would you rather pay, $20,000 in taxes with no tax-free death benefit or $20,000 of life insurance costs with a $100,000 tax-free death benefit? It all comes down.
You're paying the $20,000 either way.
You are. So you're either going to pay the taxes or you're going to pay it on life insurance. And if I can get a tax-free death benefit, then why not get the tax-free death benefit and getting tax-free income while I'm alive? So, you've got to really look at the numbers. I'm going to tell you, there's different cash value policies that are sold out there. There's variable life. There's variable universal life. There's index universal life. There's universal life. And then there's whole life. And then there's modified for life. So then you take a look at a simple concept, and we complicate it with all these different policies with moving parts. I'm here to tell you, if the consumer doesn't know and how to ask the right questions and doesn't buy the right vehicle, they're going to get burnt. And, we see it all the time. If that consumer is educated, they buy something that's going to, let's say, get double-digit interest in the good times without losses, because there's policies out there like that. And they have very low-cost policy loans that you can take out tax-free. It can be a great tax-free benefit while you're alive.
Well, let's talk about that, because, we've touched on structuring it the right way, and there's many varieties of this permanent whole life insurance, all the many varieties. And then probably if we had some bullet points under each one of those, there's all the different ways that you can structure it one way or the other. So you need to have a qualified professional guiding you. But let's talk a little bit about the living benefit side, because when you're talking about overfunding, that means that you're paying more than just the death benefit side of things. So where does that overfunding money go? It's accumulating cash for you, right? And then does that accumulate where now you're taxed, or can you reaccess that if it's like, oh, it's been a few years and now I need X number of dollars to do this thing, you know, tuition or buy a car? How liquid is that?
Tom, another beautiful question. Another important question that consumers have to know about, and they have to ask a question. Most of these cash value life insurance policies are not very liquid, as far as how much money you can take out tax-free in the early years. So it's real careful. You need to ask questions. How much of my cash value can I get, and how quick can I get to it on a tax-free basis? Yeah. I will also tell you that there's times there's no perfect policy. And so when I mention all these different policies, there's not one policy that fits everybody's needs, and everybody's needs are different. But you got about a legitimate point. Most of policies, cash value, that you're going to take loans out or take money out tax-free, they're not very liquid, and you can't get access to the cash value for several years or longer. I mean, they're not very liquid in the early years. So that's important that the consumer understands that.
You know, it really is, and I know that I spent a decade or so in the mortgage industry, and a lot of people would go, oh, hey, I paid off my house. Yay. And it's worth X number of dollars. And look at that liquidity. Nope. It's a number on your balance sheet that you know, have as an asset, but it's not liquid until you like maybe put a line of credit on it, and then you can reaccess it anytime you want up to, you know, the regular term. But to your point here, when you start putting money into an investment vehicle, let's just call it a 401k. It's cash money, but it's not as liquid as you might hope, because you got to then go through a process to get it and then maybe pay a penalty, maybe pay taxes. But with these vehicles, it's growing, and then you can access it, you know, not at will at momentarily, but really quickly. And then it's not going to incur a penalty or tax hit, right?
It does. So let me give you an example. Perfect example. I funded my cash value life insurance with quite a bit of money for many, many years. I took money out tax-free prior to 59 and a half. That's the key. Prior to 59 and a half, because if it was in a Roth, sometimes I do not have the ability to take out the gains tax-free prior to 59 and a half without some qualified debt. So I funded this cash-free life insurance and bought a commercial building, which you've been in, right off of 100th and Wadsworth. The money I took out of that policy, I used $150,000 of it tax-free to remodel that office building after we purchased it. It was a tax-free distribution, and so I can't think of anywhere else I could have put that money and taken the money out tax-free that grew tax-deferred as well. So once again, I overfunded it, and I knew the rules of the policy. So in a nutshell, it could be a great tax accumulation vehicle if used properly. And I hate to keep on saying properly, but I've been in the industry for 31 years. Most people don't utilize them properly. Shame on the agent, probably, and maybe even the client for not following the rules that the agent maybe sat down with them and explained. But it could be a very powerful vehicle.
So let's kind of touch on if it's not done properly. Is it like if it's not done properly, then something really, really bad happens? Or is it you just couldn't have been earning as much as you could have?
Well, it could be disastrous, because if you're putting in the minimum premiums and you're buying a universal life type policy, the cost of the insurance go up every year as you get older. And if you're not funding it or watching the death benefit, that means lowering it down the road and really managing that policy. What ends up happening is, with a universal lifetime policy, is the insurance costs go up, they start eating your cash value even though you're paying the premiums, and the policy explodes, it terminates. So all the money put into it, including the death benefit, could be gone.
Wow.
And that's what happens when people give life insurance a bad name, is the consumer didn't understand it, the agent didn't explain it, and they didn't utilize it properly. So, but it could, like I said, if utilized properly, it could be a great tool.
You know, that's really a good point. And I think that some of the things that we're talking about here, like, you know, when you set it up the right way, overfund it the right way over time, because guess what? This is not a day trade, buy this stock, sell it tomorrow, make a big, this is a long-term wise, efficient strategy, but it gives you some options to re-access for some good things. Like you mentioned, buying a business or, oh, you got a kid heading to college. Okay. Maybe that's another option. Should this be the thing you put all of your money in for it? No, it's a great balanced way to have a piece in your portfolio. So to me, I feel like some people could hear this and go, it sounds too good to be true. I guess it's some new thing I got to keep my eye on. But in reality, this has been around for 100 years or more, right?
It's been around a long time. The tax-free withdrawals falls in the IRS code 7702. The problem is it's been abused. Yeah. The concept is so powerful that, you know, the people sell the steak, but nobody knows where what kind of cut the steak is and how long they do they need it medium rare or done. And that's the problem is, you know, the sizzle sounds great.
Yep.
When you dive in the weeds, you know, you need to really know the rules. And you mentioned some for college. So a cash value life insurance does not need to be reported on the FAFSA form, which means you're able to lower your EFC score. We won't go into that. But when you lower your EFC score, you can get more money from colleges and universities. So by putting some of that money into cash value life insurance, you actually can get more free money sometimes for universities and colleges. But once again, it's a longer-term funding vehicle. So that is sometimes a strategy we use, by the way.
And that's not a unethical thing. That's just a wise strategy, right?
It's absolutely legal. So, you know, it's absolutely legally when you take assets off of FAFSA form. Cash value life insurance does not need to be reported. And that's been a rule or regulation for many, many, many years.
Yeah. Well, that's really interesting.
Perfectly legit and legal.
Yeah, that's a good thing because I think a lot of people hear phrases like, you know, shelter or offshore this or, you know, just these strategies and you're like, I don't know, it doesn't need to be reported and it kind of makes people feel uneasy. But if this is allowable strategy that the IRS approves, then this could be something that really helps you, you know, like you said, in this instance, to get more free money, grants, Pell grants, whatnot, when your kids are heading to college. So guess what? You better be doing this when they're in like middle school because you gotta have some time to start funding and doing this so that it's ready. You can't just do this. They're, you know, they're graduating next month and now let's whip this together. It takes some time to plan.
Perfect. So true.
Well,
and like
what,
I said, if used in the right way, it could be very powerful.
Yeah. Well, I think that we brought up so many interesting concepts here that sometimes people might go, you know, maybe give me a second look or, you know, let me give me a little, you know, assessment. What would be the best way that someone can reach out and connect with you and learn a little bit more about this, Kevin?
Well, they can call our office at 303-922-4309 or visit our website at www.complete-spectrum.com.
Excellent. I will make sure that that website link is in the show notes. So it's been a pleasure talking with you. I always love when you can talk about some high-level strategies, but you make it really super easy to understand. So thanks so much for coming back on today, Kevin.
Mr. Saunders, thank you for having me, and have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.